KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies today, a high around 80, with winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, just after 6 a.m. today, Atlantic Fire was dispatched to the Walnut Hill Terrace Apartments at 1304 East 10th Street across from the hospital for a report of smoke in a second floor and hallway. Upon further investigation, it was discovered an oven had been left on in an apartment and there was no fire. All of the responding personnel were told to disregard coming to the scene. There were no injuries reported. Officials with Cass Health said on Thursday that the Iowa Organization for Nursing Leadership has named Cass Health Chief Nursing Officer Amanda Beierline as the 2021 Outstanding Nurse Executive. Beierline said, "I'm grateful for and humbled by this recognition. Never could I claim success alone, though. This award," she said, "belongs as much to our Cass Health team as it belongs to me." Beierline said, "I'm forever grateful to the people who have put a little faith in me along the way and allowed me to join them in their journey to make a difference in the lives of others." As Chief Nursing Officer, or CNO, at Cass Health, Amanda Beierline serves as the primary executive overseeing hospital nursing and clinical services. Cass Health CEO Brett Altman said Amanda is a vital member of our leadership team at Cass Health and is a well-respected healthcare leader throughout the state. And Amanda, he said, is a smart, humble, and has an amazing work ethic. Both Altman and Beierline noted that the clinical teams throughout the hospital deserve much of the credit for three national awards, including Performance Leadership Awards, Top 100 Critical Access Hospital Awards, and most recently the Top 20 Critical Access Hospital Overall Award winner. Additionally, Cass Health has been selected as a Des Moines Register Top Workplace in Iowa for 7 consecutive years due to high employee satisfaction. Beierline was recognized on October 7th as part of the Iowa Hospital Association's virtual annual meeting. You can read more about her in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Atlantic Rising will host their third annual Trivia Night fundraiser on Friday, October 15th, 1 week from today, at the Cass County Community Center. The organization started the event to raise funds for their Christmas Box program. Social Chair Kelsey Bishorner says this event has been very successful in the past. In 2019, she says, we had 13 teams register and were able to raise over $2,000 for the program. She says they hope to exceed that this year due to the number of nominations tripling in 2020. Bishorner says their goal is to have everyone come out and enjoy a fun night while raising money for a project that does so much good for our community. The event will include 8 rounds of trivia, 10 questions each. Categories range from math to music to Saturday Night Live and everything in between. There is a prize awarded to the winning team. Teams are also encouraged to create team themes to add to the fun of the evening. A prize is awarded to the best team theme and is chosen by the staff at the community center. As an added fundraiser boost, a 50-50 raffle tickets will be available for $5 a ticket or for $15 for 4 tickets. Freshly popped popcorn and a water coffee station are available all night long at the Atlanta Community Center's cash bar, and that'll be open for other beverage needs as well. For more information on Trivia Night or go to register a team, contact Kelsey Bishorner at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 712-243-3017, or you can visit them on the web at www.atlanticiowa.com. The Adams County Sheriff's Office on Thursday released information about 2 arrests and 1 accident that took place in September. Authorities say on September 26th, deputies responded to a motor vehicle accident in the 1400 block of 260th Street in Nottoway. Upon further investigation, a 17-year-old male received a juvenile referral for being a minor in possession of alcohol. The teen was cleared by EMS personnel and then released to the custody of his parents. On September 24th, Adams County deputies arrested 43-year-old Benjamin Leroy Kirsch of Villisca. He was taken into custody at the Montgomery-Adams County line on 3 active warrants for failure to appear. Kirsch was additionally charged at the Adams County Jail with interference with official acts. He was being held without bond until appearing before the magistrate. And on September 17th, deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 34 in Adams County at Quince Avenue just before 10 p.m. As a result, 38-year-old Angel Valdovinos Rodriguez of Creston was arrested on 2 active warrants for failure to appear. He was transported to the Adams Union County line, then transferred to the custody of Union County deputies. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports deputies responded Wednesday to a residence in the 700 block of Iowa Avenue in College Springs. The call was in reference to a family disturbance. During the investigation, a resident, 49-year-old Stephen Dean Lundvall, was taken into custody on a Nottoway County, Missouri warrant for failure to appear on original charges of DWI and resisting or interfering with arrest for a felony. Lundvall was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond, pending extradition hearings for transfer to Missouri. And finally in the news, a judge has denied a 17-year-old's request to be tried as a juvenile in the fatal shooting of a man in downtown Sioux City. Dwight Evans will be tried as an adult on charges of first-degree murder, going armed with intent, and on two drug counts. Evans pleaded not guilty to the charges earlier this year. Prosecutors say he shot and killed 22-year-old Martez Harrison of Sioux City on May the 1st, following Harrison's fight with Evans' friend, 20-year-old Lawrence Kennedy. Police say the fight occurred after Kennedy attacked Harrison's girlfriend. Kennedy has also pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, willful injury, and serious assault. That is a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.